All right, so I went back and listened to it, and it's not bad. There's some things I'm not totally happy with. First of all, the one thing I am happy with is that this song is pretty organized in terms of lyrics. And, you know, this client isn't necessarily, a lot of clients aren't necessarily the most organized when it comes to song form. But I see that this song has a verse, and then the section that he labeled up-tempo, I'm going to call that the pre-chorus. And I'm going to label these sections A, B, and C, the C being the chorus itself. And the song form itself seems pretty logical, like it's A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C. So that's, I have no work to do there. So this is unfortunate for you guys, because it would have been nicer if you had seen something that was a little more messy, so you could see how I tidy it up. Now, I noticed that towards the end, the lyrics get a lot more, there's a lot more words. So it's possible I might have to chop some stuff in order to make it fit. But I don't have to make a bridge. I already made up a verse, pre-chorus, and chorus. I don't have to make up a bridge musically, so that saves me work. I don't have to organize his song into an organized form, you know, but you might. You might when you're writing your lyrics, you know. My advice for lyricists is always, you know, get a verse and a chorus and, you know, get a verse and a chorus, or a verse, chorus, and pre-chorus out the way you like it, and then make the rest of the verses fit metrically. Metrically means, you know, sort of how many beats, how many strong beats would be in each line to fit the same music, you know. So, but in any case, we don't have to worry about that, so that's easy. So, the going through it, I did. Now, it's okay, but I don't like how the melody follows the chords exactly. Like, there's no variation between the melody and the chords. It's just, obviously, since I slapped the melody on top of the chords with no thought about it, you know, it's going to come out relatively generic sounding. So, and this is, it's kind of like an ironic lyric. I'm looking at the lyric now. I can't breathe, I can't escape. The asylum's coming to get me for picking the wrong grapes. I'm so blind, I can't really see. So it's kind of ironic, this, you know, it's like tongue-in-cheek. So I'm going to try and make the melody a little more, sound a little more dramatic, just to reinforce that tongue-in-cheek business. So let's just see if I can. So that's a little better. Picking the wrong grapes, I'm so blind I can't really see. Now, the next thing I didn't like was that the B section, I had it, the radio, snappy song. He said to make that up tempo, and the first chord of that section is minor. I had a B minor there. But I'm going to change that, because it doesn't sound, immediately it doesn't sound up tempo just because there's a minor chord there. I got to start off with a major chord. So hang on, I'm going to pause this and play. Well, no, I'm not going to pause this. I'm going to play around with possibilities right now. So. No blind, I can't really see. And the reason I wanted to get a three chord in there, by the way, is because I'm being influenced by Silly Love Songs, which had that nice 1-3-4 progression. So, but I don't know if it's going to work here, or at least not work in this order, if this makes any sense. That could work. Melody is going right with the chord. Let me just think about the chords first and not the melody. And I can't end on D and start on D, so I am going to sing, because sometimes it comes out nicer when I don't think so much. I find that when I think about chords, it's not as effective as when I just feel them. And one of the best ways to feel them is by playing the previous section with all your heart and then just seeing what comes naturally. So I'm going to, rather than get all intellectual about what the B section chord should go, how it should go, and spend hours trying to do it, I'm just going to sing from the top. Can't breathe and I can't escape. Asylum's coming to get me. For picking the wrong grapes. I'm so blind I can't really see. Radio. Well, actually, no, that should be halftime. Can't breathe and I can't escape. Asylum's coming to get me. Picking the wrong grapes. I'm so blind I can't really see. Radio sings some. Radio sings some snappy. Radio sings some snappy song. It's all about a lost love and two honey sweet honey. That's a D to B. I wanted the word snappy. I wanted to make something snappy there, so I just threw in a non-diatonic chord. I made the B instead of a minor, a major. So it's D, B.
Radio sing some snappy song about lost love, sweet honey. About lost love, sweet honey. Sweet honey. Some imaginary wrong. We all we laugh our asses off. It's so funny.
Alright, so I like that. I'm starting to like that. It's D, B, E minor, C. And then D, B, E minor, D. Why did I end on D? Why did I not repeat the same music exactly? It's because I want a D chord, because I know the chorus itself is going to be targeting around the one chord. So in some ways, I'm making harmonic assumptions that I'm not really explaining for you, but notice how the song's in the key of G, but neither the verse nor the pre-chorus. Pre-chorus doesn't even have G, and in the verse, the G is there, but it's not that prominent. It's only the last bar. So I want to make it really G-ish on the chorus, you know, to really anchor it into the one chord. So those decisions are all on purpose. Another thing I do a lot is vary the harmonic rhythm. So, and that what I mean by that is, if there's like one chord per bar in one section, then I'll do two chords per bar in another section, or even two chords, if there's one chord per bar in one section, I'll make it two bars per chord in another section, and or make it two beats per chord, i.e. two chords in a bar for another section. I'm varying up the harmonic rhythm. I did not do that yet in this song, so it occurs to me that I could vary the harmonic rhythm in the not up-tempo verse by doing it two bars per chord.
I can't breathe and I can't escape. Asylum's coming to get me. Picking the wrong grapes. So blind I can't really see.
No, I don't know.
I can't breathe and I can't escape. Asylum's coming to get me.
I'm not sure if I like that.
Can't breathe and I can't escape. Asylum's coming to get me. For picking wrong grapes. I'm so blind I can't really see.
Okay, I like that. So instead of E minor D, I'm going to do E minor, and then instead of C, G, I'm going to do C and C. So I did vary the harmonic rhythm for at least the first four bars of the verse, and it helps to contrast it from the more up-tempo B section.
Can't breathe and I can't escape. Asylum's coming to get me.
Picking, so that's D, E minor, and C and G. So, good thing I'm writing in pencil.
Picking the wrong grapes, I'm so blind I can't really see. Radio sings some snappy song. The radio sings some snappy song.
Now, I had a
radio sing some snappy song. About lost love and sweet honey.
I'm not sure I really like that.
The radio sings some.
Remember the chorus, so I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that again. But I think I like the verse and the pre-chorus nicely enough. And now I just gotta go back and get that chorus.